A year late, amid much debate and under a lot of restrictions because of COVID, the Olympic Games are underway in Tokyo. But the Games, they're definitely going ahead, Des.
They're definitely going ahead, and competition, as you know, began yesterday. Just a couple of competitions. The women's football, for instance, got underway yesterday. Softball is underway. But men's football is on today. And Japan are playing South Africa today. And the South African men's football team have all kinds of problems. Two of the players and one of the team officials tested positive. 18 other members of the squad are deemed close contact. So even up to this morning, there was question marks about whether or not the game could go ahead, because they must have, South Africa, any team must have 13 registered players available. And this is where you worry, can things go wrong for teams competing if there's one positive test because of the close contact element. Now, if the match goes ahead today, even if it does go ahead, South Africa, their preparations have been ruined anyway. So this is what makes it all so fragile here.
And the Japan women's soccer team, who've already played in front of an empty stadium, certainly not what they would have planned for.
No, and it really struck me, Gavin, that in terms of COVID here and the local reaction to it, obviously, you drive. We've a 45-minute drive from our hotel to the International Broadcast Centre, and Gary Moore, my colleague, was just remarking, you don't see a single flag or a single banner on the whole route. Normally in Olympic City, it's wall-to-wall. It's a carpet of banners and bunting celebrating the fact that the whole city. So there's that issue. There's the odd advert on a billboard, but very few, because even the big sponsors here have decided not to advertise locally because they're aware that the public view is that the game should not be going ahead. So where that becomes a huge disadvantage, I feel, for the Japanese athletes and teams is in that match that you refer to, Japan's women played Canada. Japan would have been expected to win it, but it's only when I watched it in an empty stadium you realise the Canadian team came out, they were buzzing, they were real relaxed in the Olympics, having fun. Japanese team looked really tense, but that would have been an absolute sellout. The Japanese team would have had a huge crowd roaring them on, and they didn't have that. And I think that's going to be a huge disadvantage for the Japanese as they go forward in the games. Japan has set itself a target of 30 gold medals at these games, way more than they've ever won before. The greatest number of golds ever was 1964, when they also hosted the games here in Tokyo, and that was 16 gold. So it's a bold target to set, but just watching them struggle there in an empty stadium makes you sense that it's going to be a big disadvantage for the Japanese here.
Des, how would you describe the mood in the city, and how free are you to find out?
Not free at the moment, to answer your question. We are allowed to leave the hotel to come to the broadcast centre, and from the broadcast centre go to a venue, but it's a complete bubble. In our hotel, the first four nights you're not allowed to go into a dining room, and you're not allowed to leave the hotel by signing out via security for 15 minutes. So they hold up their mobile phone with the clock on it, and if it's 7:24, you write 7:24, you have 15 minutes from that time to be back and sign in again. So you can only pop into the shop next door, because you can't eat there. They leave there was a brown bag with a breakfast left outside the door this morning, but it's a hot breakfast, but it's cold, obviously, in plastic. So you really can't get out. It's only on the bus coming across you can look out the window. So it is very strict.
Now, the opening ceremony is tomorrow. What's the plan?
Well, they're hit, obviously, as well, because normally it's such a colourful celebration, the opening ceremony, and we still don't know how many athletes will take part, but a pattern is starting to emerge this morning, Gavin, that it won't be anything like previous games. The Rio de Janeiro Olympics, for instance, had more than 12,000 athletes and team officials marching through. 12,000, think of that. Now it's going to be completely different because of Tokyo's draconian COVID-19 measures. Canada and Australia have both said today that only a small fraction of their teams will attend. Canada says around 30 or 40 athletes from a team of 370 will attend. And Australia, an Olympics mad country, they've sent their biggest ever team to a Games. They'll have 50 athletes from their 470 taking part, and about six officials. So it's going to be drastically different. Part of that reason is, Gavin, that And an athlete can only be here for a few days before they compete, and then as soon as they compete, they have to get out. So obviously lots of athletes are not in Tokyo yet. And on the other hand, those who are here will be competing very shortly. So standing around and walking around the stadium, which will take hours, the process of waiting to march in, etc. So for those reasons, there will be very few athletes at the ceremony. In terms of dignitaries and sponsors, there's a big rush from a lot of sponsors to say we will not be going because of the mood in Japan. Most of the big Japanese sponsors are not going to have representatives at the opening ceremony. So it's going to be strange. I think technically it'll be great. I think it'll look great. But it's going to be very different from what we're used to.
But the man in charge of it is gone.
The man in charge of it is gone. The director is gone. Of the show. But they've had a few changes in the show as they've gone along, and it has been a kind of a cursed Games opening ceremony from that point of view. The Prime Minister who got the Games here, and he stepped down last year, they wanted him there. You might remember he dressed up as Super Mario, famously. We saw Super Mario in the video, then it was revealed it was the Japanese Prime Minister. He's not attending tomorrow. So there will be a lot of no-shows, but I think it, technically it'll look great.
Des, thank you for that. And we'll have more on the Olympics later in the programme. We'll be talking to triathlete Carolyn Hayes' father. That's later in the programme. It's 16 minutes past 7 now.